From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday, the 29th of March. Here's Topcast's top pick of stories in Africa this week. Monday saw the arrival of Africa's youngest president. 43-year-old Bassirou Diomaye Faye won Senegal's delayed elections. The former tax collector has promised to break ties between Senegal and France, including the end of the CFA franc as the country's currency. His victory is also a new chapter for an opposition once dominated by veteran politicians. Now, Africa is known as the cradle of humankind for a reason. This is where we emerged 300,000 years ago. But where did we go next? Italian researchers suggested this week it was to a hub in what is today Iran, southeast Iraq, and northeast Saudi Arabia. Staying on the move, research this week suggests that most of Africa's migration is internal, a trend below the international average. Yes, people are being driven from their homes by conflict and climate change, but the majority don't end up outside of the African continent, according to the joint AU-UN report. We also heard this week that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, will probably visit Africa for the first time in the next few months. This is all part of Ukraine's efforts to make friends on the continent, particularly through its grain shipments program. Kenya Airways is bucking a trend of national carriers. It reported a profit this week for the first time since 2017. This points not only to a recovery of pre-pandemic passenger numbers, but also to Kenya's position as one of the key gateways to Africa. South Sudan is bracing for even more unrest and instability ahead. This after it emerged this week that a key pipeline moving oil from the country to international markets was damaged in Sudan in February. And South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma was barred by the Electoral Commission from contesting the country's elections for the new MK party in May. That's because of his criminal record. Now, this could either take the air out of the party's electoral prospects, or it could reinforce the image of Mr. Zuma as the victim and rapidly erode the ruling ANC support. That's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Why don't you have a look at the show notes for links to more on these stories?